are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We had a couple people calling sick today. And, you know, I think I figured out how to handle the stress with people calling in sick. Not calling in sick with my radio show, but calling in sick. See, we had some music come on. Calling sick. No worries. I love it. Calling in sick in my office. Now, when somebody calls in sick, usually it immediately causes immediate stress. Okay, and I figured out what you have to do so you're not stressed if somebody calls in sick. No. It's not hire extra staff. It's you don't go into work either. You don't think about it. If somebody calls in sick, you just call in sick too. Stress gone. Think about it. Because it always stinks when you come to work and somebody calls in sick. Now, I'm the boss. So if I'm the boss, you know, I got to show up. But not entirely, because if I don't show up, then there's not that much work. So then everybody else gets to just kind of do catch-up work. It's kind of nice. True, we're not making money. And true, we'll probably have to file for bankruptcy eventually. But at least I've cut the stress. Now, if I could give any advice to employers out there, your staff makes you and breaks you. I mean, I am only a phenomenal doctor. Yes, I am a phenomenal doctor, okay? Despite what you hear about me, I am a phenomenal doctor. But the only reason why, you guys may think I am the most brilliant radio host out there. But no, if it wasn't for Genesis Communications Network, and we got Tom and everybody else who works the dials, no, that wouldn't happen, okay? Yeah. But then again, also, okay, when I fail, okay, the failure seems to transcend to everybody, doesn't it? So, I think what we're going to do, just to handle the calling in sick thing, is we're going to spend the extra dough and just hire 50% more staff. See, the problem is every day somebody calls in. I don't know what it is. I wouldn't suggest cutting back sick leave. You don't want to cut back sick leave by any means because, you know, you want to be a cool boss. Okay. And I don't really think the more sick leave you have, the more people call in, you know, but what I would do as an employer that I think might be a smart idea is if somebody doesn't use their sick leave, it turns into real hard money. Okay, not that you bribe, but isn't it you get X amount of days of leave, and then if you don't use the leave, that translates into a check at the end of the year? That may be a really good incentive. Then people are like, you know what, I'd rather have the dough. And then they're less reluctant to call in. Although, if somebody's sick, you don't want the staff person. You want to get, anytime one of my staff people are coughing or whatever, I kick them out because the last thing I need are patients thinking they have tuberculosis. So, I think a really good plan. That's my office tip, employer tip of the day. I'm in a good mood because 24 came back. How many of you guys saw 24? Me. See, a lot of you guys did. Oh, it rocked. It was the 2-hour season premiere. Now, for those of you who still have never seen 24, just go and Netflix it or something. You need to get up to date on these shows. The good thing now that you have Netflix, you can just go back and re-see all these series. You know, I've never seen Grey's Anatomy. No, I saw the movie Grey's Anatomy. Was it a TV show, Grey's Anatomy? Or Gross Anatomy? Grey's Anatomy. Anyway, I never saw that, so I'm going to probably, you know, do that. I need to see Dexter. A lot of you guys have been telling me you have to see Dexter. I had a lot of trouble the first 15 minutes of the series, so I haven't gone back to see it. But if you haven't seen your 24, I will tell you that is the coolest show ever. And I have talked to some people in the government, and they say even though there's a lot far-fetched, there sometimes can be some underlying realism in that. And I really dig that type of stuff. I love government-type movies and shows. Like House of Cards, I thought was cool. Veep, I love Veep with Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I love those kind of, government-type shows. Not that that's the most realistic. So if you haven't seen 24, I don't know, I don't want to go into too much detail, all right? But one of you had asked what Jack gave Chloe, right, to wake her up. I mean, it was probably some sort of epinephrine or some sort of stimulant. I think that was fake. All right. I'm not sure what happened there. But then again, I really wasn't paying too much attention because I was too busy Facebooking that I was watching 24. So I can't answer that. Before I give any more spoilers, and we're going to move on and talk about something else, I do have to, though, let you guys know this. Game of Thrones meets 24 in this season of 24. And for those of you who watched last night, you kind of know what I mean, right? So don't miss it. Pretty damn good show. Of course I still watch Pawn Stars. Still love Pawn Stars. You know they're coming up with a Pawn Stars game show. It's going to be really, really cool where there's like these trivia. They did a casting call for it last week. Pretty, pretty cool stuff. Stay tuned for that one. That's going to be good where you go up against the guys, you know, with trivia, right? Who knows more? Okay. Do not underestimate Chumley. Chumley is very, very smart. Do not underestimate him. That boy is smart. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So. I'm going to teach you guys which bathing suit to buy. We're coming into, well, not the guys. The guys, you know, as long as you wear a Speedo, I'm good. Actually, men just wear the boxer. Those long surfer, those I like. And the reason why, let's just talk about the bathing suit topic now. Okay, I got I guess there's a study out on what type of bathing suits women should buy depending on their athletic shape, okay? But I don't want to leave men out. Okay, men. Too many times you guys are sitting there on the beach or you're sitting there on your lounge chair and your legs are kind of up like pap smear style in the lithotomy position, and then we could see right up in there. I strongly recommend men to have the type of bathing suit that has some sort of support, okay, but long enough where it's too shadowed to see up the thigh or up the leg of the bathing suit. Honestly, guys, I know some of you really want to show it, and no, don't. I think it's sexier when you're wearing a bathing suit and we can't see it. Because remember, you know, we don't want to look like we're looking, so we look away. You don't want women looking away. You want women checking you out, so be dressed. Okay, be dressed. Women, let's talk about what type of bathing suit you should wear. Also, there's a new cosmetic surgery where the bra is implanted underneath as an implant. Crazy stuff. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS. due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy. The Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
For a second, we got a lot of work to do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Ryan had wanted to know, I know we're talking about bathing suits and everybody's stuff showing, but Ryan wanted to know what happened with the scorpions in my house. There was only one scorpion. It was okay. My husband got a UV light. So, you know, scorpions light up. So does bodily fluids. Boy, you know what? I couldn't sleep in my bed anyway. Anyway, he showed the UV light. So we made sure that before I went to sleep or before I went to the bathroom. Oh, and by the way, the kids are using my toilet and they are missing the seat. The UV light also picks up urine, you know. So, oh my gosh, I am firing my cleaning lady. No, I don't have a cleaning lady. I guess I'm firing myself for, you know what it is? I think the kid had used the toilet that day and there was like urine all over the place. I was really, really upset. So anyway, you take, when you're looking for a scorpion, they light up with UV light. So you take the UV light, you walk around the house, you find, I saw what I needed to see with the UV light. And so, but I was able to fall asleep. It was good, but promise I gotta now do that every single day. I'm freaked out. I guess I live in scorpion country. I've lived in the desert my whole life with the exception of a small stint in California. I really don't understand. Well, there's scorpions in California too. You know, I mean, I'm not really in a rural area. I just don't get it. No, that's the crabs. That's an STD. No, I didn't bring these in. It hasn't just come in from the outs. I guess, you know, it's been bypassing cars this whole time. I still love that Twitter account on that, it was like that snake that escaped the zoo, right, where it was tweeting as it was escaping, like, woo, that car nearly missed me, woo, you know, as it's tweeting. That was brilliant. Whoever did that, kudos. That is some real good entertainment. Okay, so we're talking about bathing suit. Okay, this is interesting. There is a new infographic offering advice on those of us who need to get a new bathing suit, swimwear that suits, compiled by beauty experts at hotbeautyhealth.com. No, they did not ask me to be the poster child. Allows women to find the perfect swimsuit or bikini based on their shape. So what we have to do is we have to figure out, ladies, now this is for the ladies talk, listen right now. We have to figure out if we are hourglass, apple, triangle, or athletic. Okay, and then they kind of tell us what to do. Now, I guess your apple shape, I'm not apple. I'm actually hourglass. It's just you got to find the waist. But when you got big boobies and big booty, that's like an hourglass. Okay, but when people think hourglass, see, when I was younger, I mean, it was a very, very good looking figure. Now, you know, being middle aged and having popped out two kids vaginally, it's not as attractive, but it's still an hourglass. It's kind of a lumpy, saggy hourglass. And instead of sand leaking out the bottom, it's urine. But other than that, I'm still an hourglass, okay? Apple is where you're more, No, inverted triangle is more chesty. Apple is where you're kind of, you know, you're kind of wider, I think. Let me see. Apple is where you have a wide shoulders, rounded stomach, full bust. If I'm an apple, I'm more of an apple pie. Triangle is where it's more of the booty, okay? Smaller chest, bigger booty. Inverted triangle, bigger chest, less butt. Athletic, kind of straight up and down. I may be just a brick wall. I don't really know what I am. Okay, so anyway, let's say you're an hourglass, okay? What bathing suit should you get? Okay, they say, I know, look at this, I'm giving fashion advice. This comes from, I already told you the source, but I'm reading the actual article from Mail Online. For an hourglass figure, you can wear a variety of different cuts. Vintage styles are perfect for showing off your curves. Oh, I think like the 1920s where you're wearing pants, they say avoid mix-match tops and bottoms. Different colors can make your body look disproportional. I never understood that. I never understood why you guys wear a bikini top that's orange and bikini bottoms that are like blue. That absolutely makes no sense. It just looks weird. Wear the same thing. You know, I like the bikinis that go all the way up. I like the bikinis where you just wear basic clothes. Okay, apple. If you have an apple shape, okay, they say fixed straps will make your shoulders look smaller and provide support. Show off your legs by opting for a high-cut bottom. Huh. Okay, they're forgetting, what if your apple shape was cellulite? They say avoid super thin straps because they make you look bigger. Well, that makes sense. You want the bigger straps for the, you know, that kind of go up under the arm and they tie up. Okay, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, your triangle shape. Okay, triangle means you got big booty. So you want to draw the eyes upward. So they say use lighter printed tops with a more solid dark colored bottom, a plunging neckline to draw attention to the boobies that you may not have, and then use high bottoms, high cut bottoms to look more at the waist, and do not wear boy shorts or very busy prints, they say. Oh my gosh, I can't even wear. The problem with the bathing suits, they're showing me pictures of the bathing suits, I mean, you really got to shave in areas that you don't usually shave. Inverted triangle is for big boosty. They say halter tops, you got to use a lot of support. Yeah, the big problem with the inverted triangle is you're falling out of the triangle. Okay, I think those of us who are, I don't know if I'm an inverted triangle. I don't know, I got a big butt. I really don't know what I am. You know what I think I am? A trapezoid. That's it, I'm a trapezoid. Oh, gosh. What? How did I let my body go? Where did it go? Anyway, for an inverted triangle, I can't even buy a bathing suit according to this. Make sure you get an underwire bikini with stretch. Oh, there's no way I'd wear a bikini with stretchy fabric that won't dig on the skin. Use frills or belts on your lower half to balance out your shape. Okay, athletic. See, I'm athletic, but I think they're talking about, you know, like those, you know, those volleyball bikini Olympic winners. Those guys, athletic. You got to use a lot of frills. And use a lot of like fluffy bathing suits, like you know how you see a very very skinny girl, and she has like a frilly bikini top. Okay, that seems to help. They say don't do one pieces, do more of the bikini. Yeah. By the way, I need to tell you guys. We need to discuss belly button care. A lot of you guys are not washing out your belly buttons, and I know this because when I examine you. You guys have dirty belly buttons, a lot of you. Now, do you guys know how to clean out a belly button? Okay, the reason why a lot of you guys don't, no, listen. The reason why a lot of you guys do not clean out your belly button is because it hurts to clean out the belly button. Okay, the belly button, you guys know where the belly button came from, right? Okay, so the belly button was where the umbilical cord attached you to mom's placenta. So you had umbilical arteries and an umbilical vein that went through that, okay? Because you couldn't get your oxygen from the amniotic fluid. You're not a fish, for crying out loud. You basically got your oxygen from mom's oxygenated blood, okay? And then you veined it back to her, okay? Well, the umbilical arteries are to the baby, and then the vein drains it. Okay, good, good. Okay, got it. Okay, so, and the vein's bigger and the arteries are smaller. You know that. Okay, good. Kind of like two in one, looks like a little mouse thing. So, and then, of course, you got your nutrients and all that other stuff, and then you just peed in the amniotic fluid. Okay, and then you drank your own pee. And that's just how you were born. Now, when the placenta passed, okay, you were basically attached to the placenta because the placenta is what you were connected to through mom, and that's where how mom fed you. You were not able to go home with the placenta. Apparently, the hospital likes to use the placenta for its jello or whatever it serves, so we had to cut the cord. When we cut the cord, we don't cut it right up to the stomach and give you the most cosmetic look. We don't do that. What we do is we get rid of the placenta, okay, give it to the nurses, let them examine it, okay, and then we kind of clamp you and we kind of cut it down a little bit and we leave a little bit of that stump. In about a week or two, the stump falls off. We kind of clean it with hydrogen peroxide and stuff like that. We clean it, it falls off. Now you got kind of a little raw belly button, and then the belly button heals up with some skin. Now, that was a very vascular, juicy part of your body, okay, as opposed to your ectodermal layer, which is your skin or your bones or your teeth. That part of the body was more juicy. So when it does grow skin, it doesn't have the same thickness and hardiness that your elbow would. And that's why it's sensitive. So I recommend getting those little cotton swabs, getting a little baby shampoo and water, and just kind of, I know, I'm cringing just thinking about it, but just kind of go clean, 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 clean. Just clean the belly button. You don't have to, like, clean it all the way. If you could invert the belly button and clean it, that is really good. But remember, it's going to be stinky, some of your belly buttons. But just, you know, and don't overdo it because it's going to get a little red, but just a little bit of cleaning every now and then to just clean out the dirt, because otherwise you guys are, like, growing an Amazon rainforest in there. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Bra. Okay. You know, I always make fun of how we women look, you know, after having a couple kids because we're sagging, you know, what went wrong? Well, apparently there's some scientists out there, or actually some doctors out there, who will actually fit a bra underneath the skin to help fight our saggy breasts. Yeah, oh, trust me, I'm already on a waiting list for this sucker. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, before we get into bras, remember, we are raising money for kids fighting blood cancer. This is a hugely important cause, and I really need you guys to help. We've been doing the $5 for a Life campaign, asking everybody to put in $5, and oh my gosh, we've raised a lot of money thus far, but my goal is still $100,000, and we have a long way to go. So please, please, please go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Fight Blood Cancer link. Anything you guys could do to help us raise money for these kids, I would be so, so appreciative. If your company donates more than $250, we're going to put you on the website to thank you. And we'll also kind of try to do a couple extra raffles and some goodies throughout the month to kind of help, you know, I don't know, put maybe a little competition in there to see which one of you guys can kind of raise the most money. But whatever you guys can do, please help. And if there's a way that you think you can help me or your company can help, please go to my website at drdahlia.com, hit the contact button, contact me, send me an email, because this cause is just too important for us to blow off. And unfortunately, we've been so busy, you know, we're kind of overwhelmed with the recession that a lot of times we do blow off charities. And it's an embarrassing thing to think about, but it happens. And this is one that, no, I'm not going to let anybody blow off. This is too important. And it's through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, a phenomenal organization. So please go to my website and help us out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so three patients in Great Britain have undergone this revolutionary new operation that fits a quote-unquote bra underneath the skin to combat our saggy breasts. The internal bras, I guess, have a silicone cup placed under the breast tissue, and then these fine silk straps that are screwed into the patient's ribs to help lift the breast. If this does work, we're supposed to be able to go braless. Now, I know some of you men are out there going, oh my gosh, I don't understand how that would even be successful, because, you know, it's going to hurt. You know, would any woman go through that? Oh, hell yeah. Okay, you don't know women then. We women have absolutely no problem whatsoever having screws and drills and washers and nuts and bolts and any of that crap implanted in us. You know, fish knotted to your IUD. We don't care. If we're going to look good, we're going to do it. I mean, look at how much pain we're in with our high heel shoes. I mean, we're in our, what was that study? The average person can only deal with their high heel shoes maybe for about an hour and 45 minutes. That's so true. We are sitting there crying with our Spanx and our organs all sucked up together, and our metallic bras as it is, and our shoes, and our holding in our farts. We are already miserable. Why the hell not make a surgical procedure that allows us to maybe get some morphine, all right, and you know, find some sort of solace while we're and peace while we're trying to look good. So it makes absolute sense to me. Okay. They also say that these silicone cups will not leak. It's a 45-minute operation. I think it costs about 10 grand. I'm not too sure. Carried out at London's Guy's and St. Thomas Hospital. Leading breast surgeon Professor Gian Farhadi carried out the first three trial operations at the hospital last week. This is very, very interesting. Now, I'm reading this from Daily Mail, and it, I guess they say the procedure is likely to be free to NHS and Great Britain patients who have had medical breast reductions, and breast cancer patients. Wow, free? I know. Do we move to England for this one? Professor Kefa Mokbel of the London Breast Institute told the reporter that the procedure had been in development since 2007, and it is very exciting. Oh, you bet. Okay, would I recommend this to any of my patients? No, I would not. I'm really not happy about anything being screwed into ribs. I'd like to see, you know, the ribs don't usually have hardware. A lot of you guys will have had hardware in your neck and in your back. It's very interesting. I would really want to watch the studies on hardware in the ribs. How do the ribs handle that? You know, your neck and your back are still built to be anchors. Your ribs are just kind of a protective. Yeah, ribs are strong, but ribs are a hell of a lot easier to crack. And I'm a little concerned about the inflammatory process of that. That just kind of, yeah, okay. So I don't know what it is. You know what it is you get a husband that just doesn't care. You know, I don't need to look good for the average 20-year-old guy that walks down the street. It's creepy to me, okay, to want to attract younger men because, you know, I'm old enough to be their mother. So all I have to do is look good enough for my husband. That's it. Now, my husband, I mean, because I'm really not looking good. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of you guys think about your colonic polyps and think about if doctors are researching how to get those polyps removed easier on you. And actually, they have a team-based procedure for removing difficult or large precancerous colon polyps has been now designed and is effective. And it eliminates the need to take part of our colon to reduce cancer risk. Now, you know how some of you guys get a colonoscopy, and this is being reported by drugs.com. You guys get a colonoscopy, and then they see a little baby polyp. And even though you're under anesthesia, so they don't talk to you, they go, oh, well, let's look at this. So they go ahead and they kind of scoop it out. They scoop out the colon polyp. And the scooping procedure is basically a little cautery loop. Okay, so that it cauterizes as it goes. Then there's like a little basket, a little something that either catches it or little pinchers. Then they take it out. Then they take a look at it, you know, smell it, taste it, and then they send it off to pathology. Okay, I don't know. Yeah, lunch. Yeah, lunch. And but sometimes if they're too big, okay, they can't just take the polyp out. If it's too big, you need to go in and have a colorectal surgeon go in and remove it. And that could be extremely, that could be, you know, higher operative time, more chance for infection, etc. So in this procedure, a surgeon, quote unquote, manipulates the colon from outside the organ so that a second doctor can get to the hard to reach polyp and remove it from inside the colon via colonoscopy. So basically you're getting tag teams with this colonoscopy procedure. The team procedure called laparoscopic assisted colonoscopy with polypectomy, called LEECPA, eliminates the need for a surgeon to remove the entire section of the colon that contains the polyp, a procedure called laparoscopic hemicolectomy. Having a hemicolectomy, it's kind of big stuff. Now, the clinical trial comparing the new and the old procedures found that laparoscopic assisted colonoscopy is as safe and effective as surgery to remove part of the colon, less hospital stay, less harm done to patients. Pretty cool stuff. Colon cancer has decreased over 30% in recent years because we have colonoscopies. All right, and many doctors eliminate the risk by finding those precancerous polyps during the colonoscopy, cutting them out, sending them to the lab, and as they scoop out the polyp, that polyp can never turn to cancer because all cancer starts from a polyp in the colon. So pretty cool stuff. Yeah, one of these days, I'll show you the video of my colonoscopy. Pretty good. It's like Deep Space Nine. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. This headline caught my eye where Office Depot is going to be closing 400 stores. And, you know, I was reading a little bit about it. I guess Staples had also decided or announced that they were closing about 225 stores. I guess Staples did that earlier in the spring, and now Office Depot says by the end of 2016 they're going to be closing 400 stores. What's interesting is I guess Staples stock dropped according to Forbes, and Office Depot stock went up. Apparently, it's a better move for Office Depot. They investors must believe, or really don't understand the stock market too well, which is why I don't make money in the stock market and I don't invest money in the stock market. Hopefully, one day I'll figure it out so I can make some money. But, you know, interesting how Staples, it would go down, Office Depot stocks would go up, unless downsizing like that is a benefit. Now, you know, these stores like Office Depot and Staples are probably becoming obsolete. You know, many people now get their supplies online. You know, rarely does my husband go into a store. It's nice that there is a store because he could go in and pick up a toner. But about 10 years ago, I believe it was about 10 years ago or even longer, Office Depot or Staples said, look, you know, just send in your order online. We'll come and bring it to you, free delivery, send you coupons. You know, as the internet was starting to get more and more used, I'm like, okay, you know what, I really, really dig this. So it became really, really easy to do until we had somebody order online our supplies and take them home. Then, you know, we realized we were getting $1,000, you know, bills all the time from Office Depot, et cetera. And we're like, okay, no, this is not working. So, yeah, that may be good news for the company. You know, they can do more things online. They don't have to pay rent. They don't have, yeah, that's great. But what about the economy? Okay, you lose 400 stores. Now you lose all those employees of those stores. Now the retailer that actually, you know, needs you to rent space, and Office Depot rents a lot of space, now has to find, loses revenue because now they lost a tenant. So it's not a very good move for the economy. It is, though, a sign of the times. As more and more companies can do things online, you're having less of a demand for office space. You know, we have an office, and I love my office. It's a beautiful office. But finding a tenant, right, to fill up the building had been very, very hard for years, scary hard. And so as we start to see more and more people benefit, as, you know, to help their bottom line by just having a couple main headquarters and maybe having some truck stations and some, you know, distribution centers as opposed to retail, you know, we're going to see less and less use for commercial real estate, less and less use for staff. So I'm a little nervous from an economy standpoint with this. It's interesting. And, yeah, I know, sometimes you could get cheaper supplies at Sam's Club and Costco. I got to tell you, I don't think anything's going to happen to Sam's Club and Costco. Sam's Club and Costco isn't, because, again, people still, not everybody wants the whole delivery thing. Now, I understand there's, like, grocery stores that deliver groceries and they add, like, an extra $10 to your bill. That's nice. I tried that a couple times, but then I found I really didn't want to spend the extra $10, and I wanted to see the food and smell the food and look at the grapes, and I didn't want somebody bringing me my, you know, tampons, and so I just decided, you know what, to heck with it. I'm just going to go to the store. But same thing with Costco. A lot of people with Costco and Sam's Club, they like to go in. They like to feel the boxes. They like to purchase. You know, this idea of purchasing on the internet, when I go Christmas shopping on the internet, which is now what I do, I usually get everything on the internet and then I just, you know, send it out and all that. You know, it kind of takes the fun out of it. It's kind of nice to actually see the product, buy it, touch it, and know that that's something that you touch, that you're handing to something rather than you're just clicking. I always get nervous sending flowers on the internet because, you know, when that first happened, I would be sending flowers and I would, you know, go, can you take a picture of what got sent to you? And it was like a little nothing. I'm like, are you kidding me? It looked like something big, you know, on the internet site. So I still kind of get a little nervous. So I think Sam's Club and Costco will always do well. Plus, there's always those free samples. You could basically eat lunch. I could take my kids there to eat lunch just by eating all the samples. It's like really good. You save a lot of money. The White House, wants to crack down on global warming. So you guys heard about this and climate change, okay? They are calling for action. They released an updated report today on how climate change requires urgent action to counter impacts that touch every corner of the country, from oyster growers in Washington State to maple syrup producers in Vermont. The report says, according to Chicago Tribune, climate change, once considered an issue for the distant future, has moved firmly into the present. Okay. Now, I've taken some biology courses. I majored in biology, minored in chemistry. The one thing I've come to learn, okay, about our climate is it's really, really difficult to control. And I've also learned that when something happens, there's kind of an equal opposite effect in another area of the environment. So, for example, yes, we're going to probably see changes in our crops, etc. Okay, I don't know how we could control the weather. but there may be some beneficial changes to other sorts of crops. Now, if the government really, really, really wants to stop climate change that they're blaming on us and our pollutants and our cars, then my recommendation for this government is to get us jobs. If you solve the recession problem and the unemployment problem and we're in jobs, then we're not driving up and down the freeways because we are in our job for 8 hours a day. So do us all a favor, Mr. Obama, and please get jobs. I know there's been reports we have less jobless or less unemployment. Well, that's because most people have run out of their unemployment. All right. And yeah, we're having people get a lot of side work. You know, I just met another patient. She got a part-time job. So, you know, it is, we're seeing little sprouts. But if you really want to stop climate change, get everybody out of their cars. If you think cars cause it. Okay. I still don't know what the heck is causing it. All right. I just think, you know, God has changed his mind about a couple things. Okay. Or I think there's some sort of a tilt. You know, or something. You know, they say Antarctica is now, NASA said Antarctica is growing ice at the same speed the Arctic is losing it. Another report now says Antarctica is losing ice more than we think. So, I don't know. Somebody's got to go and take a peek. Okay? I would just trust NASA because they're the ones that actually get to look and watch. I mean, they can take some pictures for us. So I would probably, you know, go with what they say over anybody else. But, fine. Then get us out of our cars and get us into jobs, please. Okay? It's, you know, that simple. That's what you should be working on. Don't start spending more money. Don't start taxing us. Okay? Yes, it's nice to be prepared. And if you think we're going to have food shortages, absolutely prepare. But get everybody working. If you get everybody working, then they can pay their taxes. Half this country isn't paying taxes. Get everybody working, so then they do pay their taxes, then you have more money to play with this whole climate change issue. Okay? You could build a huge, big umbrella and use that big, huge umbrella to maybe block some of the sun. Yeah, just kind of stick the huge, big umbrella. Yeah, why not? Why not? Right? Maybe an umbrella that moves. Or, you know, something that, I'm not joking. Think about it. Get something that could go into the higher atmospheres. You know, like those, you know, like a lot of the parks now, they have those like sails up, you know, that block some of the sun. You know, and maybe that'll cool down part of the crops. You know, maybe have over crop fields, if you're really worried about the crops, something that does semi-shade. You know, where they're still getting sun, but it's cooler. It's like a screen. And then it drops it down the 5 or 10 degrees that it needs to grow. Why don't you do crops like that? If you're gonna spend money, you know, spend it smartly for crying out loud. All right, guys, don't go away. We're gonna be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting lipid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.